U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, John Wolfe, arrived in Israel this weekend in an effort to revive the U.S.-sponsored roadmap for peace. His visit coincides with talks between Israeli and Palestinian security officials. They are reported to be negotiating a deal for an Israeli withdrawal from the northern Gaza Strip. In return, Palestinian security forces would commit to assuring that there would be no attacks launched from Gaza on Israelis. The renewed efforts to end the violence follow a bloody week that left almost 60 people on both sides dead. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today told the cabinet that Israel will continue to take action against what he called ticking bombs, meaning Israel will not stop its assassinations of Palestinian militants. Sharon claimed Israel has American approval for such operations, even in Palestinian-controlled areas. At the same time, Israel Army Radio says the defense establishment has already begun preparing for a troop pullback from the northern Gaza Strip. The report said Israel is prepared to hand over security control there to the Palestinian Authority in the next few days. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Jonathan Peled says yesterday's meeting between Israeli General Amos Gilad and Palestinian Security Chief Mohammed Dahlan was successful. He says the Israeli withdrawal and the Palestinian takeover would happen simultaneously.
The idea is that we do it step by step, obviously with great caution, and the understanding must be that the minute they take over that area, we can be ensured they would prevent and take every necessary measure to prevent terrorists from coming out and attacking us and launching rockets against our civilians in our cities.
Peled says Israel believes the Palestinian Authority is capable of stopping attacks on Israelis if they want to. But Hamas leaders say they will not accept a ceasefire. Hamas leader Abdelaziz Rantisi was the target of a failed Israeli assassination attempt last week. Today, an 8-year-old Palestinian girl who was critically wounded in that attack died. Rantisi rejects any ceasefire.
We are under aggression of Israelis, and at the same time we have experience that even calling to ceasefire will encourage the terrorists to make more attacks against our children, women.
But Israeli media reports say that back-channel talks between Israelis and Palestinians have achieved a deal in which Hamas will suspend its attacks inside Israel, such as last week's suicide bus bombing in Jerusalem that killed 17 people. In exchange, Israel will stop targeting Islamic militants for assassination. An Egyptian delegation headed by Intelligence Chief Omar Suleiman arrives in Gaza today to push Hamas to accept a ceasefire. Dahlan told his Israeli counterpart last night that Palestinians cannot assume security control in Gaza unless Israel stops its missile strikes there, which have killed more than 25 people in the past week, most of them civilians. Palestinian Labor Minister Rassan Khatib says he believes there is a chance for the security plan to work.
There is a chance. I think it depends to a large extent on the amount of effort the United States is going to put in the coming few days. There is an American delegation. Mr. Wolf is coming to the area in his new assignment to try to follow up the implementation and the monitoring of the implementation of the roadmap.
Special Envoy Wolf arrived in Israel yesterday and met the chief of Israel's intelligence service. Tomorrow he meets Sharon. Wolf's original mission was to monitor both sides' implementation of the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. Instead, he will first have to calm the situation down and try to get even a temporary ceasefire in place. Some Israelis and Palestinians are skeptical, saying they expect only more attacks and counterattacks. But others say that after the bloody events of the past week, both sides are looking for a way to bring an end to the seemingly endless cycle of violence. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.